Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Welcome to fall. It's the 23rd of September, 2022. You're all local this morning. I'm John Little. Again, upper 90s for our high. And in Keller at Timber Creek High School, a student's facing charges after bringing a loaded gun to school. Now, fortunately, no one was hurt. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the update.
A 17-year-old student at Timber Creek High School is facing expulsion and a felony charge after police say they brought a loaded gun to campus yesterday. An anonymous tip alerted school administrators about the gun. They say the tipster's information led them right to the suspect, who was detained almost immediately. And because of the quick reaction time, the school did not end up needing to go into lockdown. This is the second time in less than a week that a tipster has prevented what could have become a tragic event. At the Everman High School homecoming game last Friday, two teens were arrested after being discovered with an AR pistol and a 60-round magazine. Police say it just goes to show the importance of the old advice: if you see something, say something. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Irving police say one of their officers has been reassigned while the department conducts a routine investigation over a fight at Nimitz High School. The department says a fight started Wednesday. In the lunch line, police were called and needed to use force to break up the fight. Nobody was seriously hurt. At least one parent has complained that police used unnecessary force. The department says it reviews every use of force as a matter of policy. A Hunt County jury has returned a not guilty verdict against a former Wolf City cop charged with murder. He was accused of killing a community leader nearly 2 years ago. KRLD's Austin York has the latest.
The jury found that Sean Lucas feared for his safety and that lethal force was justified. Lucas had been charged with murder in the death of Wolf City community leader Jonathan Price. Lucas was on duty as a cop when he was called to a fight at a convenience store. Lucas claims Price was intoxicated, resisted arrest, and then grabbed for Lucas's taser. Lucas's attorney, Toby Shook, says his client feared for his safety, and that's why he shot his gun.
It's one of those instances where things can happen very quickly. When law enforcement, someone's intoxicated, and you wish you could take it back, but in the end, I don't believe it was murder. I believe he operated exercising reasonable self-defense.
Price's family says he was simply trying to break up a fight. The investigator says Price was unarmed and lethal force was not necessary. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Closing arguments, then jury deliberation in the capital murder trial of a Dallas man charged with the death of a woman in Garland. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Kevondre Presley killed 60-year-old Patricia Eifert as she was helping her daughter and son-in-law move into a home. If convicted, the sentence will be an automatic life without parole. Two men who stole guns from a man in Arlington are going to federal prison.
Prosecutors say 20-year-old Cadell Javon Henry and 25-year-old Tyreek Rashad Wesley contacted the victim in the case, who'd posted an ad online that he was selling two 9mm pistols. They arranged to meet in a parking lot in Arlington. The victim showed the men two unloaded weapons. Prosecutors say one of the suspects then put some ammunition in one of the pistols and pointed it at the victim. They took both guns and fled the scene, but the victim was able to give police some information that helped officers track them down. Both suspects pled guilty to charges of possession of a stolen firearm. Henry is going to prison for 10 years. Wesley is going to prison for just over 8 years. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A former Denton cop charged in connection with child pornography has been sentenced to a decade behind bars. KRLD's LP Phillips has more.
39-year-old David Schoolcraft not only downloaded and viewed child pornography at home, he did it on the job while he was a cop at the Denton Police Department. For that, he's been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. Schoolcraft's porn habits were discovered late in 2020 and early 2021 when investigators found he was using a social media app to distribute porn videos of young children engaging in disturbing sex acts. He was busted at his home in Argyle. There, authorities found porn on his phone. He was indicted last year and pleaded guilty in December. From the 24-hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Louisville last night, a vigil held to remember 13-year-old Brooklyn Moran, killed earlier this month by an accused drunk driver. The youth soccer community came together to remember the young soccer player known as Mite 13. Her father was at the vigil at the Dallas Texan Soccer Complex and says the support means a lot.
It's just beautiful seeing all these kids out here because my daughter used to play on the pitch with a lot of these girls and play with and against, and I just love seeing the community here. They're awesome.
Police have arrested Jeremy Spencer on charges of intoxication, manslaughter, and assault in connection with the crash that killed Brooklyn and left her mother seriously injured. Now, he remains free this morning after posting $450,000 bond. Well, if the Cowboys do get wide receiver Michael Gallup back for Monday night's game against the Giants, what should we expect? Here's Blake Hickerson from the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
With the Cowboys getting ready to play Monday night in New York against the Giants, it appears the team will get some much-needed help at the wide receiver position as Michael Gallup is trending towards making his comeback from last year's ACL injury. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the expectations of Gallup should he be healthy.
I think as far as the opportunities that present to him, you know, I think it'll come in a role, you know, as far as how many snaps and so forth, because, you know, the plan is not for him to play, you know, 70 plays.
Today will be Gallup's second practice in full pads. Blake Hickerson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Rangers start a weekend set with the Cleveland Guardians tonight. First pitch at home at 7:05.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!